gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but damn, Jason Pat, it's been a pretty long week, if you ask me.
It's been a long fucking 6 months.
How long has it been since we made this
movie? Last week. No, it was last week. I'm telling you.
Last week?
Yeah.
What was last week?
Last time we recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Last time y'all recorded. I didn't. This is the first time. Yo, what? Y'all recorded?
Last week was like February 6th.
Yeah. I'm just going with the bit, dog.
He's not going
yo,
with
I'm
the
too
bit.
Fucking high right now. Don't do this to me, man. Don't do this to me, bro. Yo, I'm over here thinking I'm in like another zone. I'm in like a whole nother, I'm in the Twilight Zone or some shit.
You hear about this like
kill this intro, son.
Nah, we keeping it.
You hear
it's
about
wild.
This Corona shit going on?
What is that?
I don't know. It might kill like half the world, or it might just be a government hoax. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
But Nick told me he had it.
You know what? We should probably start off there. Why didn't we make one? Oh, yeah. Because one of us was infected.
Yeah. Wow, I completely forgot about that.
The stew.
That's basically what kicked off our hiatus, because we were just too scared to record.
Yeah. So
the stew got infected.
Keith, do you remember the last time we actually put out an episode?
I can check right now.
It's got to be like February. We haven't done it since like February, I feel like.
But it's fine.
It has been a while.
Because we were doing the other one, and I remember because it was you, me, Max, and then that was the day that Rudy Gobert fucking got fucking tested positive for the coronavirus, and the world shut down.
Last episode was Brainwash Society, February 28th.
Damn, man. So what is... Oh, that's exactly 4 months ago.
Oh, yeah, today's the 28th.
Exactly 4 months ago.
Man.
Wow. Did you look at
that's
that?
That's crazy.
What's today?
I think from now on June we 28th. Should...
Oh, wow.
From now on we should put these to season two.
Yeah, season two. This is the revamped.
This is that's the quickest a series has ever went through its first season and been renewed for a second.
Hey, bro.
We renew ourselves.
We have what, like 12 episodes?
Yeah, we're the masters of our own fucking destiny, bro.
Yeah, maybe like 8 or 9, but still.
We got no FCC coming at us.
Dave. Yeah, Dave is a great show. That actually was
speaking of quarantine things.
Have you even watched that yet?
No.
You're a piece of shit.
Yo, I am
Dave
a piece of shit.
Is fire.
Fuck
son.
Dave. Dave. Fuck Lil Dicky. I can't stand that dude's face.
That show has some of the most comedic genius
I've ever
seen in a TV show.
Like I don't like him. I never really liked him as much as like a rapper, but fucking
I feel like this is his calling.
This is
Well, he's always wanted to be a comedian. That was basically the whole Lil Dicky character.
Do you know who my favorite character is on that? Is Andrew Santino. The manager.
He's like
a co-star. He's on every episode. He's so funny. And his girlfriend.
Does he have
a
podcast with somebody?
Yeah, he has his own podcast.
Yeah,
I think him and Theo Von do a podcast too, though.
Yeah, no, they collaborate. You know what I mean? They do shit together.
I love Andrew Santino. That guy. He's the funniest redhead in the world.
Yo, I'm telling you, if they come out with a season two, they have to let Lil Dicky have as much as much involvement in the process as they did this season.
I feel like
you can tell that so many of those jokes are like from his brain. Dude. And it's like he has to run the show.
I feel like probably it's renewed for a second season. That's dope. It was Jason, you have to watch that shit. Stop being a stubborn prick, bro.
You want
to
buy Hulu for me? Buy Hulu for me. Buy Hulu for me.
Hulu's like free. Can't you get like a free Hulu?
Do you have Sprint?
Hell no! You really think I got Sprint?
I got Sprint.
Nah, man.
Disney Plus and ESPN.
Yeah, dude. $12.99. You get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Yo, son.
You make bread. You can spend $12 a month.
Yo, son. Y'all already heard my proposition about spending money on the WWE Network just to start off from day one of Monday Night Raw. All right, and so I'm committed to it. I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm going to do that, I ain't buying no goddamn Hulu Plus, no none of that. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
Get out of here with that.
Dude, just get Hulu. Don't get WWE.
You know what I mean? You people
use
in your
mine.
Amazon Primes and whatnot.
Use mine.
All right, so give me yours. I'll peep the show, and we'll see what's up. We'll see
or you can watch it on. You can watch it on the FX app for free.
Yeah.
What's the FX?
What's the FX? FXX. Look, FXX. That's the. You never heard of FX?
No, I know what FX.
FX. FX. That's the movie.
Has the movie.
Yeah, that's the you know what? Classic. You know, fucking the 24-hour seven.
They play Iron Transformers Man. 3 5 times.
Iron
a day.
Man. Yeah, Transformers 3 and Iron Man. Anything is Michael Bay, and then just fucking Robert Downey Jr.
Is
yeah.
it non-stop. Is it as bad as MTV with Ridiculousness?
Dude, my grandpa Rob watches Ridiculousness. Over that shit. My grandpa literally just watches Ridiculousness for no. Like, I'll come in and I'll be like, "What are you watching?" And he's like, "Ah, it's that fucking skateboarding dude."
It's on MTV like 90% of the fucking time.
It's just America's it's funniest terrible. Home videos with Rob Dyrdek going Rob Dyrdek. Like, "Oh!"
And you can't send in your own videos.
Yeah,
you can't.
No.
So what? So you know what?
They just scour the internet.
It's the most PG like
Tosh.
Basically, yeah, I was gonna say he basically ripped it off of Tosh, but you know Tosh, you know.
But I can watch Rob Dyrdek every day, bro. I love Rob Dyrdek.
I can't.
What?
You know what I mean?
What's wrong with Rob Dyrdek, bro?
If he's not, yo, I can't.
Maybe
just,
if it was Robin Big.
If it was Robin Big, of course. Dude, you know what I mean?
Fantasy Factory.
I was gonna say Fantasy Factory.
I'll give you that too.
Yeah, man.
I like Fantasy Factory. I just can't watch like Rob fucking you know. Bust out a laugh over every single video that's like, what, like 2006 viral videos? Like,
but it's
like,
funny.
You know what I mean?
I'm waiting for one of y'all to say something about Chanel West Coast.
And that, oh my God, that is so, yo. You better be careful. Yo, son, yo, my dude.
Yo, my you dude. You better be careful, son. We could end up on her Snapchat.
I give a fuck. You know what I mean?
She gets
tight.
Bro, wasn't she looking for dick on like Love and Hip Hop and shit off of a producer trying to like collaborate? And he was like, nah, I don't fuck with trash rappers. You know what I mean? He fucking dipped out of there and she was like,
what, he ain't a fan of Eat My Cookie?
What?
He ain't a fan of Eat My Cookie?
What is that?
That's her song.
Yo.
Don't you remember that was on Fantasy Factory?
Oh, that was the song that she recorded?
Yeah, Eat My Cookie. Eat My... You don't remember that?
Nah, because she was a bad rapper, too.
Dude, that was like one of my favorite... You know what my favorite episode of Fantasy Factory was? When they're playing dodgeball and she got bumped in the face like four times.
That shit was funny.
Okay, I like it. I like Chanel.
It was funny cringe.
But she did... Listen, if she gets bopped in the face after she laughs, it's all good. You know, that laugh kind of brings her down a notch.
Now, your man CeeLo Brim, he's the only like tolerable person in my opinion on that show. Ridiculous.
What about Rob?
Steelo?
What?
What about Rob?
Oh, Steelo? I thought it was CeeLo.
CeeLo.
You're
just
missing
an L.
Yo, we don't want... Yo, let's not bring up CeeLo Green right now.
Why don't you like CeeLo? Oh, look. See?
I like...
This is her getting bopped in the face.
Boom.
Bang.
Ooh. That just seems deliberate.
No, one's deliberate. The next one is when Rob fucking punts the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Right into her grill. Does it... Fast forward a little bit, Nick.
He hits her twice. Which is insane in the memory.
Look at this.
Like a highlighter.
Ready? Is it line up? Bink.
Oh.
You bet. You see the DCs?
Yo. Don't sue me. I'll put you on my next show.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's probably why she's up for the
Nah, but you gotta give respect to Rob Dyrdek off of like what you know how he built off his career. You know the dude was a fucking teenage skateboarder. You know he got went pro and
Rob
shit
Dyrdek
like that.
Rob Dyrdek was my hero when I had a bull haircut and I fucking looked like an emo kid and I skateboarded and I broke my arm and then I never did it again. But I still love Rob Dyrdek.
The Linkin Park days.
Yeah, those are my Linkin Park days.
You know what I'm saying? Before you started smoking weed and listening to hip hop heavy.
Yeah, that was me listening to fucking just My Chemical Romance, just like you know, skateboarding, being a little hooligan. Those were the days.
So Pat, let me ask you a question. Let me roll it back real quick.
Okay, roll it back.
What was your favorite part about Dave's?
When the he ran over the bunny.
Oh.
And also his hot girlfriend. I love his hot girlfriend. That the chicken. No, dude, that's my type of chick.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's your type of female?
Well, it depends. I've met, in terms of white chicks, yes, because you know I like the brunette and it's cool. But number one.
Oh, I thought you liked them like Marlon Wayans. Like Marlon Wayans.
Huh?
I thought you liked them like Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
Your white chicks.
Definitely. 100%. I like them in white face with dicks. That's my type of woman. Black men dressed as white women is my shit. Yeah, look at that. Oh, look at that fucking forehead.
What is this, Nick? Yo, come on, yo.
But yo, my favorite part of Dave was fucking What was it when his boy pulled up to the garage?
Oh my god!
They were having sex through the hole in the table.
What was it? The milking table?
Yeah, the milking table.
See, you don't know what we're talking about because you didn't fucking watch
it. He just goes, "I'm gonna park in this street."
I can probably guess what a hell a milking table is.
You have to watch the show,
you described it.
You have to watch the show.
Give me the Hulu.
You would love the show.
Give me the Hulu. Show me the FX.
I'll give you the Hulu. I gotta fucking remember my account. I don't know. It's my mom's.
Okay.
So I don't even know
okay.
The account, but I'll
okay.
Figure it
now,
out.
Now you don't know the account. See, here's the thing. Just tell me the show's terrible.
It's a great. shut your fucking mouth.
Just tell me the show's terrible.
Wait.
Speaking of other things. That we watched. Tiger King.
I didn't watch Tiger King.
You didn't watch Tiger King.
Ooh. Didn't watch Tiger King?
You know what? That is fair. Because I'm the white.
Yo, son. How many memes are there of Lil Dicky's little bitch ass on the fucking Dave show? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Show me Joe Exotic, and I'll be like, "Oh, that's the homie right there." You know
I'll
what
watch
mean?
It in like 6 months after like it, nobody's talking about it.
Oh, you're trash, dude. I'm never gonna financially recover from this. Yo, when I saw that, cause I seen the meme before I seen the show. You know what I mean? When I seen that, my mind blew. You know what I mean? I was like, "Yo," because here's the thing: because I seen the meme and I didn't even associate it. One bit to Tiger King, and then once I saw Tiger King, you know, and then you connect it with the meme, dude, it's a whole, you know, rush of emotions. You know what I mean? Now you can't get that with no Lil Dicky. You know what I mean? Your Lil Dicky cringe ass. You know what I mean?
I'm already half white trash, so I feel like I already can like know what the show is about. Like you give fucking heroin addicts or like fucking meth heads a zoo, what do you think's gonna happen? I can figure that out. I could tell that someone's getting eaten by a tiger. So,
oh, hell yeah. The man got dragged.
They used to do some shit like they used to fucking like stuff drugs inside the snakes and shit.
Yo, pull up the video of Joe Exotic getting dragged by a tiger.
Oh, I've seen that.
So JP, so since you watched the show, how do you feel? Do you feel like Carol Baskin did it?
Oh, of course. You can't doubt that evidence, my guy.
I haven't even seen the show, and I can tell you she did it. If your name's Carol Baskin,
the crazy thing is, they're all fucking like.
They're all suspect. Look at your man.
In that show.
Your man, yo, and he's claimed he's trained and shit. Yo, he's beating on the damn tiger. Yo, let go of my leg, man. Yo, my fake ass leg, yo. Yo, son. Your man's just, oh, man. Yo, son, if you were in that predicament.
And then the chick that got her arm ripped off, son.
Oh, yo, she's the G.
And then
she
went back to work next week?
Yo, she didn't give a fuck. Yo.
Dude,
she like, I got bills to pay.
Oh, they don't know anything. She's just like,
but the
right,
fucked up, the
anymore.
Fucked up thing. She's probably the one with the most sense out of all of them. And then, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Does she talk in the show?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They interview her. She scratches herself with a nub. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, you know, it got ripped off. You know what I mean? It bit me. You know, Joe was like, we do everything for you. We do everything, you know, all that type of shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, she still came into work, you know, she dedicated for the animals and whatnot. You know, she got bills to pay. You know what I mean? That's all that matters. Shit, you know, she had the willing to work. You know what I mean?
Are you sure
no matter what.
More math?
What'd they say in the show? That the motherfuckers got paid like $100 a week for like fucking 20-hour days.
What?
Oh yeah, no, it was no fucking.
That's some redneck
shit. That's some jail shit.
It is. For real. It's like, you know what it is? It's that rednecks like don't know how the world works, so you could just tell them something and they'd be like, oh, okay, $100.
That's a fact.
I can get me a lot of Twinkies and shit with that. I'll be fine.
It's also like he also grabs people who like fresh out of jail and shit.
Oh, so he's
like,
no,
so he's like kind of like taking advantage of him, be like, yeah, fuck it, I can't really do much else.
I think Joe Exotic's actually a genius.
He is.
Dude,
come on now.
My favorite thing is he has that fake band that is, you know, it's like some band from
Seattle.
That he just hires and pretends it's him.
And he tries to act like it's him singing.
Dude.
Oh yeah, the fucking he did the Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli.
That's basically what he did. You know what I'm saying? It's basically what he did, son. Yo, son, he was the redneck Milli Vanilli. He was like,
oh my god.
Yo, son. Yo, your man was really out here. It's like, yo, I'm gonna pay you this money and I'm gonna make a music video using your vocals. Well, you think about it, you know, J-Lo did that shit, so who cares? You know what I mean? It was still fire music. That's still some sample worthy shit. You know what I mean? You can sample that shit, mix it, turn it to. Oh, they did mix it actually. I'm pretty sure there's like a trap remix.
You should put that in one of your beats.
I don't make beats.
What do you make?
I make orchestral pieces. Real talk.
I curate music.
Oh yeah, Beethoven's Black.
Beethoven's black.
You know what, though? That whole thing really kind of makes sense. Like, I can believe that 100%.
I didn't look that closely
at a picture of Beethoven. I'm like, yeah, that he probably was.
That's crazy, son.
Dude, that's some 1800s white people shit. They definitely would, like, paint him up.
Yeah, 2020 is actually, like, rewriting history.
It's crazy.
Legitimately. Yeah.
Living in a history textbook. Dude,
honestly, like, this is... What's really weird about this is, like, this is probably the most... In our lifetime, this is the most significant year, like, ever.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, yeah.
It's weird. We're actually... Like, it's so
Y2K
weird.
We're in this shit.
Huh?
Y2K ain't got nothing on this.
Dude, I saw something the other day about Y2K, how people, like, freaked out about it. I was watching, like, documentary. I forgot what it was on.
Neither does 2012.
Huh?
I said neither does 2012. But yeah. Continue.
Dude, fuck. And, it, like, just think about that. They literally thought, like, once the year changes, the computers won't know what's going on. And everything's gonna shut... What the fuck? You think it could be... And all the computer does is math. You think it can't fucking figure out the next number from 1999?
Like, exactly.
Like, you just realize, like, how, like, people didn't know shit about computers back in the day.
Yeah.
And now the world is controlled by Twitter. It's, like, yes. Fucking crazy.
It is insane. We're all wired.
Like, and it's, like, somehow. That was only 20 years ago.
We all have some form of online profile. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm getting off online, bro.
Bro, that's probably the wisest thing to do, because, you know...
I can't look at it anymore.
How are you going to have a career without it?
Ah, I'll just do it every once in a while. I'll post that. Listen, I'll fucking do a little Instagram thing, bink, promotion, then I'm gone. They'll never see me.
Pay that $1 and you fucking,
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you know, man. What I mean? Like, I don't go... I try to limit myself, because especially, like, now, because everybody's just, like... Just like fucking throwing their opinions at the wall, and it's like you just see like the stupid people, and then it's just like the people who care too much, and it's like, listen, man,
there's no in between. It's like so fucked up.
See, what I don't get is how celebrities, well, I guess act like they don't have an Instagram, but actually have like a fake backup Instagram.
Yeah,
like Kanye doesn't have an Instagram.
Yeah, well, fucking Kanye,
but he definitely does look at Instagram.
But exactly,
you know what I mean?
Like, you're a celebrity. And especially if you're... All right, I'll give Kanye this, because Kanye was already famous before Instagram came out.
Yeah.
But if, like, somebody coming up, like, you need all types of social media.
Well, not really. Look at Dave Chappelle. He doesn't have social media.
But Dave Chappelle's been famous. That's the problem.
Just his name alone, you know what I mean? It's just worth the money.
I think it's harder, but you can get famous today without Instagram.
Bro, if Dave
Chappelle... Nobody tries it. Everybody has to use it, you know? It's like, for us, like, we are on the internet, so if we want to build this, we have to go on, like, fucking
social media. Yeah, exactly. The thing is, people always want a constant thing, like, something that's there for them. Like, they want to go on your Instagram page, like, oh, yo, look at this clip, and send it to all their friends.
You know what,
it's all
though?
About promotion, son.
You need
something to promote yourself on.
You know what, though? I think, like, I get what you're saying, but I think, like, we just perceive it that way. But in reality, like... Most people older than us, like, we grew up with this shit, so this is, like, how we see the world, yes, is, like, through social media.
No,
but,
no,
like, older people don't do that. Like,
yeah, and you're right. So,
yeah.
Okay. You're right. It's definitely possible. It obviously has been done before.
Yeah.
Before social media came. But then, how are you going to connect to a younger audience?
You think...
But, I mean, it's...
What are you gonna do? Put ads out in the newspaper?
Like, you can put... It's not like... Well, you have to use it to your advantage.
Yeah, they still make the newspaper.
Exactly. It's true. It's, well, we are in, like, a new world, kind of, where like, Instagram is the newspaper, you know?
It truly is.
The Shave Room is a diary.
Yeah.
Shave Room is a diary.
Big Sean.
We're in, like, a new world where it's, like, fucking, like you don't go to a newspaper stand. You just open your phone and you see what's going on. It's so weird, because it's, like, fucking, like... Oh, it's crazy, because, like, especially with all this corona shit and, like, fucking, like... Everything is all, like, political now, and it's, like, everything is, like, two sides of the same argument.
Can you imagine how many less conspiracy theories there would be if we only got our information from just the news?
I know.
Could you fucking imagine?
Well, dude, like, fuck, I don't watch the news anymore, man. I'm total, like, fucking, like, I never watched it in the first place. Who watches the news? It's like, who wants to sit down?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I used to wake up before school at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
My mom would toss on that News 12, you
heard? News 12
is different. You eating Frosted Flakes and shit, you watching News 12.
Dude, they had that hot, what was that fucking bitch, Applegate or whatever?
Sade Better and Wah.
I don't know who that is.
Benoit. Yeah. Hold on, wait. That name is, you know, that name is canceled forever. We're talking about canceled people.
I think it was like either the day or yesterday that it was when they announced.
27th was when he killed. It was when he killed his family. That was yesterday.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, that's 13 years ago. Damn.
Nice.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's back in the day, but
that,
like,
that's insane. And to think, and to talk about canceling, because, like, you know, that was during a time when, if you look at the whole story with it, like, if y'all saw the Dark Side of the Ring,
yeah,
you know that, you know what I mean? Like,
that was a good
I think obviously the only one person that hasn't seen it's going to be Keith, but that shit, they show you it, you know what I mean? They show you how, you know, how like fucking they discovered what had happened with his family and all that type.
Do you
of
know
crap.
A theory that came out from that I 100% like can conceive is that him and Eddie Guerrero were actually like lovers.
Don't say that,
dude. Think
Do
about
not say
it.
That
dude,
to me.
Because
loved Eddie.
No, because
yo, why would you say some yo your little porcaria? Shut your little fucking mouth up. Yo, you really about to come out here and say Eddie Guerrero making love noises with motherfucking Chris Benoit? Yo, come on, son. Yo, you are a disgrace. Yo, you with a puta, man. Yo, get the hell out with that bull crap, man. Yo, son.
Am I right? Like, you've heard this theory, dude. When Eddie Guerrero died and he was at the house,
so when I died,
Vicky came in and saw him crying on his pillow, like fucking like. Eddie,
so when I die, you ain't gonna act like that?
I'm not gonna like hump your pillow, but I'll be like, damn.
Why would you hump my pillow?
Because that's what Chris Benoit did to Eddie Guerrero's pillow.
But yet again, that man did the flying headbutt for like who knows how many years,
dude,
and he had the fucked up brain.
They were on with each other all the time. They probably fucked. They might have, bro.
Dog. dude, it's the WWE. All right, that is the hotbed for sexual assault. You know what I mean?
Patterson was gay.
Ugh.
Don't bring up the cream team.
Yo, listen, man.
The cream team.
All I'm saying is that fucking Chris Benoit might have been doing a little crippler crossface on Eddie's dick. That's all I'm saying.
Don't tarnish the memory at WrestleMania.
How's that? That's homophobic, bro. That's homophobic, dude.
How's that tarnishing it?
Yeah, how's that tarnishing it, bro? It's 2020. You want to be tolerant? How about that? Listen, how about
because,
that
because
moment
still
where two
June.
Lovers won
because
the
world there's
champion?
A bunch of still June.
Damn,
exactly.
Yeah, not even bro. Just that, you know what I mean? If that's the case, that's even more fucked up because them two both had families. That's imagine true. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're also fucking wild men. Listen, man, we're talking about it just before we started. 2000s were the last, like, great period that was wild people. Now that's over. You can't be that wild anymore because cameras are everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Because
somebody would have had a sex tape of them.
Well, that's why I brought it up the in the first place. It's just because, like, yo, they brought, you know, they took him like a couple days to even figure out, yo, this dude actually killed his whole fucking family. Holy shit.
Yeah.
If you think about it, that shit was 2007. You know what I mean? Fucking.
If that was 2020,
if that was 2020,
camera of
people would have been known.
Noose. Like that would have been like fucking all over the place in 3 days. Not even like 3 seconds.
3 seconds,
seen,
dog.
You would have seen SWAT at Chris Benoit's house. They would have caught him fucking hanging himself. Like, oh hey.
Yeah, there would have been some like video. Yo, who knows? Maybe Chris Benoit would have live streamed that shit. Like, oh, some of these sickos that be doing the live stream. And that's the crazy thing with the social media. You know what I mean? Social media is unpredictable. You can't really stop anybody from posting what they want to post, and that's why at this point what we're living in right now in this world, everything needs to be politicized for whatever reason. It has to, but
you have to watch every single word you put in your post.
No,
because somebody will come and attack you.
You know what,
like
the
how
thing
the Pats
is?
Are gonna come find. I mean, how the Barbs are gonna come find Pat one
come
day.
Come at me. I don't care. You know what the thing is with that? You know what the thing is with that? It's that there's a small percentage of people who actually would attack you, but the only people who actually get canceled are the people who give in. If you actually are like, all right, I did nothing wrong. If you know that you did nothing wrong, like maybe you fucked up, you apologize. But like, you don't have to apologize to the fucking mob. You apologize to who you wronged, and then that's it.
I mean,
and then
hey,
move
you,
on.
I mean, hey, you know what my favorite thing to say is?
What?
Chris Brown's been canceled since 2008.
Yeah, bro. Chris Brown literally beat the shit out of Rihanna, and now he's bigger than ever.
Bro, you see the picture of Chris Brown like dapping up the little kids on the side of the basketball court and shit like that, and then Rihanna's like sitting right behind them. It's like the most fun. It's like the funniest picture because he's like acting like the dopest dude. He's like dapping up these kids and shit like that. You know what I mean? And Rihanna's just sitting there fucking stone face, like looking up in the air and shit.
I would
like
never
that.
Forgive him for that. I mean, listen, he can have his career, but I'll never. How the fuck are you gonna beat up Rihanna?
Exactly.
She is like top of the food chain.
And then your man Little Dicky dropped a song with him, and it's all fine.
Listen, I like the show.
I woke up Chris Breezy.
Did you like that song, Keith?
Oh my god, I'm a man.
I mean, I like the concept. It's actually a pretty fire concept.
Oh yeah, you were
especially to do it in a song too.
Dude, fucking Lindsay Lohan did that shit, and then someone did it before her.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's a different scenario though.
In a music video to be able to tell a whole story like that. And like actually,
well, that's
like,
what Lil Dicky. That's what. There's a couple songs of Lil Dicky's that I like. The only reason I soured on him was that Earth song. That Earth song's pussy as fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That Earth song.
It's kind of like a worse version of We Are the World.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It really is.
Stupid Earth song, and then his Brain album. I don't like them shits. But Brain. I did actually genuinely like his professional rapper album, you know what I mean? That had Snoop Dogg, had Hannibal Buress on it and shit like that.
He's really talented.
He can rap, you know what I mean? It's just that your mans can be cringy sometimes and I just can't stand it.
And Tulsa's a comedic genius in the songs too.
Yeah, dude, the last episode, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but he has a song in the beginning of the last episode about jail. God. It's the funniest, like, 2 minutes of television I've seen in years.
About what?
Was it 2 minutes? No, I thought she was, like,
that,
five.
It was
dude,
something
that shit
like,
was, like, 6 minutes.
I was about to say.
Either way, it's the beginning of the episode. It's like, you'd think it's actually the episode, but it's just him pitching the music video. Yeah. That was so fucking funny. I wish he would release that actual full song. Because that was so good. That was so good.
What did he say? He said, society's not ready for a song like this.
Yeah.
Or something like that. No,
and then he was going to debut it on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just love how they interweave, like all that shit. And it's just, like, him. It's kind of like Seinfeld with a rapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is
See,
it?
now he's liking it up to the idea. Dude, you gotta watch it. It's so funny.
Dude, you gotta watch
Shut
it.
Shut the fuck up. It's so funny. It really is. It's like one of the best like comedic shows that I've seen since like Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah,
you're putting it up there? You're comparing it to Always Sunny?
Every episode's funny.
Every episode
is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's true. FX makes good shows, man.
Dude, I hate... Why is Always Sunny, even though it's been on for 13 years, why is that and Dave on fucking FXX? Like, no, who watches the FXX?
Wait, there's an X? There's another X?
Yeah, like, what the... American Horror Stories on FX, and then you have, like, fucking, like, all the actual good shows on, like, the backup network.
I've seen one season.
Coming back
to
MTV, like MTV and MTV 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're right next to each other. FXX is in like 300s.
Oh, that's stupid.
But is it like? But what is it like? It's like HD, like.
It's just like
8K.
It's like HBO.
It's just like a second channel.
It's a premium. It's a premium. Wait, you gotta buy for it. You gotta add it for like your cable package and shit.
I think so.
Yeah, they have like a bunch of old shows that have like Simpsons and shit on that all the time.
Yeah, it's like MTV 2 with Everybody Hates Chris.
Everybody Hates Chris.
And the Wayans Show.
But those are some classic ass shows right there. You can't even front my guy, yo.
I'm not knocking it.
I was on Twitter like when we were recording, and it was like, Everybody Hates Chris is a better show than Friends, and it is.
Yeah.
It's like, if you think Friends is a good show,
I have never watched a single episode of Friends.
I was never a big.
But that's
Friends
the thing,
guy.
Like
Friends is all right. It's way overhyped.
How do you get the comparison
I'm
though?
I'm more of a that '70s show type of guy.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what it is? Real quick before you make your point, I just want to say that the only reason Friends is big. Is because white chicks love it and white chicks run the internet. That's the only reason why people think Friends is the best show on earth.
Factuals.
It's all right. It's an all right show.
I can agree to that on multiple levels.
White women love Friends. I don't know why. It's like, I don't know why. They all have that stupid shirt with like the Central Perk thing on it, the coffee shop. It's like,
Here's my biggest pet peeve about fucking Friends. And I've told this to him multiple times. They are in their mid-20s. Why the fuck are you hanging out in a fucking coffee shop? Go to a fucking bar. I don't know what the fuck. That's the dumbest thing.
Because it's the 90s. You know what I mean? You never go to Starbucks?
No,
go to a bar.
No, you're in the wrong.
I'm in the wrong.
Wait. First of all.
Nick,
shout out to Severin.
Wait. Nick is a 23-year-old man that lived in New York in his entire life.
And never been to a bar.
That's Italian.
Yeah.
And he just said, coffee.
Coffee.
Dude, it's first coffee. Of all, like,
nasty ass.
If
believe.
You want to sit down and talk, why would you go to a bar? It's loud.
I don't know. I don't know. That always irked me with that show because they did. How many your mother was a
dude?
A
have
bar,
you ever met someone from New York City? They all get like chai lattes and like finger bang each other in like cafes. That's
dude,
what they do.
You go to Manhattan Starbucks. That line, yeah, like, it's gonna make you want to end yourself. It's like you're not gonna want to stand in that damn line. Yo, your feet are gonna be bleeding by the time you get up to the front for your little venti little bullcrap. You know what I mean?
Why do you think
just so you can
Wi-Fi
get diarrhea later? What's up?
I said, why do you think Starbucks free Wi-Fi is such a meme?
Exactly. That's what yo son. When you gotta pull up in there and shit, you gotta fucking send us hate message about your political views on Instagram.
My first semester of college, I did a whole fucking marketing project from Starbucks, bro. A whole 10 fucking slide presentation from Starbucks, bro. That's where you go. It's a nice little place. It's quiet, you know. Nobody, all the hipsters mind their own business.
That's crazy. My first semester of college, I turned into Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, you got the freshman 15.
I got the freshman 50.
Woo! 50 pounds?
No.
It's a little exaggerated, but
I did too. I gained 20 pounds my freshman year, even though I was home. I gained 20 pounds.
You started working at Meemaw's.
Yeah, I started working at a pizza place.
Oh yeah, you're making good pizza all day long. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I gained, but I tell you what, my post game was insane with that fucking weight. I was 190. I backed people down the post. I was doing sky hooks, below the bar. Dude, it's a legend on the court. Ask fucking my boy Nick. Fucking Fat Pat is the best. Fat Pat has the best post game you've ever seen. I'm like Hakeem the Dream. I'm like. Fucking right over the shoulder. You can't stop that shit. Keith, you know. My fucking post game, I got that fade away. You can't stop that shit, man.
It's all that mass, you know what I mean? Like I'm saying,
shit.
You know what I mean?
I probably beat you, bro. I got that. When I have that low center, right now I'm 170, so I'm still a little slick. I'll spin past you. Hit you with that Kobe Bryant fadeaway. But, dude, when I was 185, fuck. You couldn't fuck with me in the post. I was a brick. You weren't moving me. I would just back you down like Charles Barkley and just dunk on you.
Pat, you know what your problem is? You fucking sweat too much.
I do.
I don't want to fucking touch you, son.
I'm slippery as fuck, especially when I was fat. That was twice the amount of sweat.
You had twice the insulation. You know what I mean? You were
but
just fucking.
It works against me, too, because I can't grip the ball as well. I'll go up for a shot fake and the ball just flies out of my hands.
That's why you gotta wear gloves.
Who wears gloves playing basketball?
You know what you are, Pat? You ever seen that? The meme of that one person who comes out to play ball and it's 13 points, 20 rebounds, 15 elbows,
yeah,
20 fouls.
Yo, I don't throw bows, bro. I Euro step. That's my signature move. Post game and Euro step. That's my shit. You can't fuck with me on the court, man. You know what I'm like? When I was fat, I was like Spice Adams.
Spice Adams? Whoa. That's a pretty hefty comparison, dude, right there. How are you like Spice Adams?
Because I had the tank top on. I had the tank top on. Yeah, I would. I would go in the post. I need a hook shot. Fucking go down the court jiggling with my tits fucking flying.
Nah, you did it wrong. You gotta be like, ah-ha-ha. Just like that.
Rubbing my hands together.
And then fucking, yeah. You know me, rub your hands together with the hand sanitizer. There's Corona out here and shit.
I didn't have as much mass, but for my body scale, I was obviously a former defensive tackle, but I had that look, bro.
Yo, throw up that picture with the Pelicans.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? The one down.
No, down. Pelicans.
Pelicans.
It says Pelicans.
Oh, you not see Pelicans? Sorry. Look at your man, son. Look at the ad. Yo.
I had the short shorts, bro.
Oh, my God. Look at the seals at chalkboard.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh,
my God.
That's what's the funniest thing about his videos is that this dude was mad ashy.
Honestly, yo, dude, that even strengthens my case because, dude, I'll tell you what. I am the ashiest white guy you've ever met in your life. Swear to God. When this whole Corona thing started, you know how all of us were fucking washing your hands eight times a fucking minute?
Yeah.
I literally could scratch my arm and chalk would come off. That's how fucking ashy I was.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, for real. I had to start using moisturizer.
You had to? You had to start?
Who uses moisturizer, bro?
I use moisturizer. I think my hands are still so gentle and soft, especially in the business that I work in.
Listen, I'm a white guy. I'm a white kid. Let me tell you a little something because you know you guys don't understand my culture. Let me tell you. You use lotion. You use moisturizer. You're gay.
Bro, a white dude with the ashy ass motherfucking elbows is the most disgusting shit ever. Cause it's mad pink. It looks like herpes. Alright? It's like
big. That cocoa butter on.
One time I put on lotion and my dad's like, "What do you suck dick?"
Yeah, see?
You get shamed. You get shamed. You can't use it.
If I walk around with ashy ass knees, be like, "What were you doing, sucking dick?"
Exactly. But it's two different worlds. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, if I walk around with smooth knees, what, they're gonna say, "What are you trying to suck dick?" it's like I'm being prepared. It's like I'm presented. You know what I mean?
Bro,
it's a different world. It's different views, man. Listen, I fucking have that in my car. I fucking lotion up, and now I'm smooth. But fucking no, it's not approved of, man. It's not approved of.
Like I'm saying, bro, you gotta be careful because you know, like I said, I've seen the white dudes with the fucking ashiness, and literally looks like you can see through their skin and you can see the red blood cells and shit. It's nasty. Look up an ashy white person, Nick. Look up an ashy white person right now.
Good. No, that's why, dude. That's why you. Why do you think I stutter?
Ash. You just scratched your...
See, I'm good now. Like, I'm not ashy now. But fucking... Dude, I was.
Look up an ashy white person, son. Yo, I'm
dude,
trying
I was dusty. I would, like, you would scratch me and dust would come off. Like, it wasn't good. Yeah.
Bro, look, you see what I'm talking about? That's just nasty
as hell.
That's
the nastiest shit. No, wait. Go back one. Go to that guy's knee. Go to that guy's knee. That's the most disgusting shit.
Go to his knee.
That's guy's foot.
No, go to, yeah, look at that. That's so weird. That's his elbow, I think. Like, the ashy elbows, that's nasty.
That's disturbing.
It looks like your skin died.
It really do. It looks like your skin's necrosing, bro.
It looks like you have just, like, a wrinkly pussy on your fucking elbow. It doesn't look good.
Good old roast beef.
Ew. Speaking of skin dying, y'all hear about that guy that's suing Twitch with the dead dick?
What?
Oh,
what?
Not
what?
This shit.
Yo, son.
Yo. Hold on. Explain the situation.
Yo, son. This is the funniest motherfucking lawsuit ever. Look this up. Look up Twitch lawsuit. Or whatever the suing Twitch. All right, you're going to see... you see a lot of titties, all right? So basically, a man... he's claiming that Twitch is worsening his sex addiction... because of the amount of titties that are on that platform, all right? Now, if you use Twitch, you would know, you know what I mean? It's a gaming platform meant to stream for video games and whatnot, but there's a lot of titties on Twitch, really? You know what I mean? There's females on there that like to show more, you know, obviously. They're finessing the system because, you know, male demographic is high on Twitch. So they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're getting a lot of subs based off of it and stuff like that. So this man decided to sue Twitch because it's worsening his sex addiction.
This guy's just a fucking incel.
So what he says is basically just due to the fact that there's no search filter that you can remove females from the search and stuff like that. So whenever he goes and like look up Destiny gameplay and shit like that, and he sees a pair of big breastises and shit like that, he automatically gets the urges to fucking click on that video. And it takes him to her profile, and then they will also have like their social medias and stuff like that, and it even makes it worse. So what he would say is he would spend hours staring at the computer screen. His eyes would be bloodshot red, and it would be he says it will make it so bad that he wouldn't be able to look at anybody in the face. So it makes it even worse. So it makes him seclude even more in his room and stay in his room, where he just masturbates all day to these fucking Twitch streamers and shit. And then he said he even invested a lot of money into like a fleshlight, that like a robotic fleshlight, right? That has like a fucking animatronics and shit in it that can fucking vibrate and whatnot.
That's what happens when quarantine puts you in a house for two fucking
months. This is quarantine symptoms right here, dog. And the worst part of it, all right, let me finish.
Okay, go.
He says that because he's always strapped up to this fleshlight, this robotic fleshlight, you know what I mean? The tip of his penis, it shafts a lot. And he says that it's starting to get to the point where it's starting to become red and it's starting to necrose, which is why, you know, necrose maybe bring up this topic.
Ew.
So he says he needs to put a little bit of KY jelly to relieve the pain, but it's still making it worse because he's just that much of an addict. So he currently follows 168 females, I believe. No males. What is it? 786 female streamers and no male streamers, all right? And then he also claims that he would want 25 million, you know, from Twitch because of this this predicament that they got him in.
Dude.
And he would want to take that money, take a portion of it or something like that, and then give the rest out for like donations to like Black Lives Matter and like feed the needy and whatnot.
I mean, if you're suing him for a good cause.
Hey,
but
I mean, at least the weirdo supports Black Lives Matter.
They at least they got the support. They're getting their funds. You know what I mean?
You know what? I think he just said that so he doesn't sound as much of a fucking creep. Pussy. Like
as a fucking creep.
I have a great solution to this. Ready? Turn off your fucking computer. Oh, look, it's gone.
But you can't do that.
But how is he gonna get the 25 million?
It's like an addiction, son. He's glued.
He's glued, bro.
He can't move. He doesn't want to leave his house.
That's not his fault.
He's addicted to looking at boobs on video game watching websites.
Yeah, you're a dude. Everybody is. I'll sue him too. Let's all do a class action lawsuit. Let's get like a couple mil each. Like
I'm down. Fuck. Yo, we'll join this lawsuit, my guy.
Delete Twitch if that's as big as a problem. It's like the guy who sued McDonald's for the coffee. Being too hot.
Nah, but that man got like third degree burns or some shit like off of that coffee. And that coffee's hot as hell. Before that lawsuit, that shit was steaming.
Alright, yeah, but wait till you drink the coffee.
Something else that happened during my vape fell. Something else that happened during quarantine, son. Speaking of Twitch and shit. Did y'all hear what happened to Ninja, son?
Ninja
is the greatest finesser of all time.
Wait, is this Mixer going under? Tell me the story, because I haven't heard it.
So, 9 months ago, Ninja did a exclusivity fucking contract with Mixer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mixer paid him, what, $30,000, right?
It was like million. It was like,
$30 million.
Yeah,
it was $30 million. 9 months later, because Mixer thought that solely Ninja could bring a whole fucking fan base to their website.
Dumbest move ever.
Ninja gets paid out of his contract. $30 million in 9 months.
That's not even football money, son. Dude.
Yo.
Maybe baseball money. Dude, that's insane.
Ninja pulled off a highway robbery, son. Dude,
that's fucking Mike Tyson Holyfield money. That's literally what that is. That's Conor McGregor money.
That's crazy.
$30 million for 9 months and it goes under.
$30 million was the duration of his contract. He was going to get paid that throughout his contract.
Yeah.
But it was only the Rogan deal where it was only a couple of years. But like fucking.
Yeah, but 9 months. He plays a fucking video game. He gets $30 million.
Hey, supply and demand, cocksucker.
You're also talking about Ninja as well. Known as Fortnite's number one guy, the most popular game since fucking Mario came out.
Yeah, but here's the thing: nobody was gonna use Mixer.
Exactly.
Is he gonna go back to Twitch? Because Twitch fucked him over after
Twitch,
he left.
Twitch offered him a deal, and so did Facebook Gaming. Because everybody who was at Mixer has an option to go to Facebook Gaming and make a contract with them and all that shit.
Which is a terrible idea because Facebook Gaming is nowhere near close to what Twitch is.
Facebook could probably get there.
The problem with Facebook is that Facebook now is not what it was when we were back in like middle school and shit. Younger kids don't use Facebook anymore.
No, yeah.
Maybe if there was like an Instagram gaming, all right, that's different.
By the way, since we're talking about Instagram, this,
that's the thing.
You're right.
I want to throw this out. If you're using Facebook, right now as a youth, I don't trust you. There's something wrong with you, right? You're obviously up to some shady shit.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I use Facebook.
I don't trust
you.
I don't trust you. Get away from me. I'm moving over a little bit. I'm making this 6 foot decent.
I use Facebook to post pictures of my daughter and support Black Lives Matter.
All right, that's fair enough.
But you're a father.
Thing.
You know what I mean? Once you become a father, you know what I mean? I feel like it's a little understanding because that's the older demographic, family friendly. You know what I mean?
All your cousins and your aunts and shit follow you on Facebook. Yeah, you don't post any vile shit on there. You're not like wiling out on Facebook. That's what Instagram's for.
I had to make a second Facebook. So
that I'm off board. Why you gotta have two? Here's the thing. Facebook's tame now. Instagram, Snapchat, wild out there. Why you gotta have two Facebooks? Now you gotta like switch
I have my older one that was from like when I first made it, and then like my newer one, which is more
the modern.
I don't even
adult me, family friendly.
Family friendly.
So you wanna see a prepubescent Keith? You know what I mean? Just cringing all the time. You know what I mean? Go look at his older Facebook.
I changed my old Facebook name. Don't find me.
Dude, my Facebook I look back at it like a year ago. My Facebook from like 2013 to 15 is the cringiest shit ever.
Truth is?
What?
Right?
What?
Check off all the boxes to see which one I think about you.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that. That's a long time ago, man. I still have a Facebook, but I haven't been on since 2015. That's the last time I posted something.
Oh my God, Nick's on Facebook.
What does Facebook even look like anymore?
I have no idea.
Dude,
you have to go dark mode. I can't believe you just had the option and you didn't go dark mode.
I'm not gonna go back on it.
That's fucked up.
COVID-19.
Yo, today's your mom's birthday. Happy birthday.
Who's?
Yeah, that's my mother's birthday.
Oh, it's your mother's birthday. Oh, that's so sweet. We're in your house and you didn't tell us?
Yo, yeah, son, let's sing happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Right over the podcast.
Yeah.
Why are you going to me? Get out of here.
Because look at your man, son. Look at yo, go to the profile picture.
Old one? Is this
go
your
to the profile.
One?
Look at your man. Just
that's,
your...
that's the old one.
Yo, look at yo, your boy.
Those are the Becky Lynch goggles.
Look at your boy. Yeah, you may have got the Becky Lynch. You steampunk.
And he dyed the hair, too.
Steampunk kid.
Oh, yeah. This is when you were like Kanye. You know what I mean? You fucking Kanye just blonde his shit out. And he was like, yo, I need to do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Look at your mans. Look at your mans. Yo, your mans.
Oh, that looks good.
This is a good picture right here. Yo,
they're
you're
all,
looking...
like, the same picture. Like, yeah. Slightly different outfits.
Bro.
Oh,
that's
fire.
That's a meme
that's
right
there.
That's
my fucking hat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you stole that from me.
What does the P stand for?
Oh, look,
it's Hobson.
I like that picture. Yo, I love the oversaturated pictures. Nick, you seen the one I put on my Instagram, my mixtape cover?
Yes.
Yeah, that's yeah. I love those oversaturated pictures.
Bro, this is 2012.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yo, go to my Facebook. Go to
I'm
my...
not friends with you. I can't.
You can probably look me up.
Hold on.
I'm not on private.
All right, hold
on. It's me with the fish.
Dun, dun.
Let's look at that. Let's see if there's anything on there.
See
me
with the fish. There it is. It's the first one.
Yeah, that's me.
This guy's got mutual friends. Look at the
yo,
Jordan.
That, look, hold on. Go back for a sec. Go back for a sec. You see how old this is? Those are LeBron 10s. That's my cover. That's how old that is. Those are LeBron 10s on my fucking cover picture. That's how old that is. Look at me. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. That's 20.
You're wearing a, what is that? A Blackhawks?
Chicago Blackhawks. That's my second team, bro. Let's go. Patrick Kane, that's my dude. I haven't watched hockey in like 4 years.
You literally just edited the same picture 3 times.
I don't know how to use the internet, bro. And this is even 14.
You literally look like a completely different person.
Dude, let's look.
That was
through,
the Linkin Park days.
Look through my shit. No, look through my shit. Go down. See what I wrote. Let's see. It looks like Shady McCoy is done. Tough luck, Eagles fans.
And you tagged. And you tagged Eric. Get it?
Dude, this
yeah,
is.
I can't see it.
That's
you're
it.
Yeah, because we're not friends, probably. That's why. Dude, that's crazy. That's me from back in the day.
Oh,
look
cool
at
this,
Jason. Look at this.
How did you know he was going to be there?
I don't know. I just guessed.
He just clicked randomly.
Are those, like, mutual friends?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Look at
look
yours.
At that, son.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
Look at me. That was me in peak physical performance condition. You know what I mean? Now I'm all flubby and shit. Look at my arms. My arms were bigger back then, bro. They're fucking... My forearms... They weren't shredded, but they were puffy. They were thick. They had some meat behind them. You know what I mean? Yo, shout out to this whole squad right here.
Look at Lucian. Shout out to Cooking by Zach.
Cooking by Zach. Yo, that dude make. I haven't had his food, but I really want to try. That shit look like some straight up soul food. You know what I mean? That shit, yo, I'm gonna need some of that.
I told him I'm gonna hit him up. I just got paid the other day.
Yeah, yo, for real. Yo, we should probably.
What does he cook?
That.
He cooks. From what I see, is mostly. Like more soul food type, but he does a lot of different shit though.
I would try it, man. Look at that! Wow, you look
oh,
like you got a fucking flat top, bro.
Look at me.
Wait, hold on.
These are recent pictures. This is actually pretty. These are pictures I'm tagged in.
You took two pictures, the same picture, just one with a hat, one.
No, that's my mom's.
Yeah.
This is my mom's. Well, I can't control my mother posts. You know what I mean? These are pictures that I'm tagged. This is from 2018. You know what I mean? Fucking that's my aunt came from Guatemala, you know what I mean? She ain't seen me. She like, ay, está bien grande, está bien guapo, ay, está como tu papa, you know what I mean? Like, hell yeah. Look at me, I'm even going bald like my pops, you know what I mean? Look at my parents' wedding. Look at Rubilar in the back. Look at that bitch nigga. Shout out to Patrick Rubilar, nigga in the Marines and shit. He's saving lives, he's changing the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, look at me, yo, son, I dress nice.
How long ago
is this? I dress in this 2017. Did I invite you to... I'm pretty sure I invited you.
I came to the after party, I think.
To the after party, right?
Yeah.
You came to the after party.
Look at that fucking flow you had, son. That looks nice.
Yo, son, look at
dude,
that.
Look
that's
at,
the whole
look
family
at Oliver,
right there,
bro.
Man.
Look at that hair on Oliver, man.
Yo, Oliver had that shit mad slick back.
Looks like he has that LeBron spray paint on his head.
Yo, he ain't gonna like that when you say
that. Yo, Oliver knows he's my guy. But, dude, his hair looked like... Don't worry, it's 3 years ago, Oliver.
No.
Your hair looked like you had a little spray paint,
it was
but
still,
don't worry.
No, but that shit's...
That's how you know it's clean.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit's clean, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Real. He probably still has the fucking ponytail in the back too. That's why it's so slick.
This is some straight Guatemalteco mafiosos type shit. Look at me. Look, I'm the biggest fucking tall. I'm the youngest and I'm the tallest. You know what I mean? Look at that. That's crazy. You know what I mean? That's crazy, my
dude. You look like the bodyguard.
I do look like the body. I look like a bouncer at a club. You know what I mean?
You look like a Secret Service agent, like just like the tank.
I'm the muscle here. Just a big beefy dude. You know, I'm standing behind the small ass fucking VIP. You know what I mean? To be protected. Oh, look at me and my mother's. You know what I mean?
Wow.
In Guatemala, that's what, you know what I mean?
Isn't it so weird?
Look at Guatemala pictures. Oh my God. That's my. Oh, go back to that picture. All right. I don't know if you can zoom in, but zoom into that man in the middle. All right. So on the left is my nephew, but the man in the middle is my tío Lando. My tío Lando again. He looked like Snoop Dogg. Look at his face.
God, he kind of does.
This dude is the Hispanic Snoop Dogg. All right. If we were to show pictures, you'd be like, oh my God, why? You know, this is Snoop Dragon or where the fuck? You know what I mean? Snoop Perro. You know
Snoop Perro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Fucking, no, looking, we're all around the fucking, yeah, this is out here, this is where my whole family grew up. We grew up out here in this fucking, in the pueblos.
I feel like that's the place to be right now with all this corona shit, is out in the mountains.
Yo, for real, yo, so right now, they're in lockdown in Guatemala. Right now, when it comes to going out, you're only allowed out until 6, and then Sundays, you're not allowed at all.
Really? So, why not on Sundays?
Because I don't know, they're religious and they also care about their people not getting sick. But the thing is, with my family, why they're lucky is because we up in the mountains and shit like that. So we ain't getting touched. You know, I know my extended family, they ain't getting touched, none of that. You know what I mean? And if they want food, they live off the resources. You know what I mean? They go into the monte, they go into the forest and shit like that, and they go hunt after some coyotes and whatnot and come get the food and shit. You know what I mean? So they good. They ain't getting touched by nobody. Damn, you going through my whole history.
Yeah, why are you going through his whole history?
Yeah, alright, hold up. I'm going to mine now just to make
Dude, that's so crazy.
So, Pat.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question to bring back people who are canceled during this time.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about Justin Bieber?
Yes, I have heard about Justin Bieber. What happened to him? Like I said this before, I'm a believer now. Because I respect it. Fuck that anonymous account.
Hold on. What happened?
Listen. I'm just gonna start this off like this. These bitches need to start getting arrested, son.
Yes! Mm. I'm with it.
Oh, so it's one of these scenarios. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell him the whole story. Tell him the whole story. Of
so,
I'll tell you
as much as I remember. Yeah, I'll tell you starting off from the tweet, because that's what I remember.
Nick's going to bring it up, so we'll have that to reference.
A fucking, somebody accused Justin Bieber of, like, raping them, right? Pretty sure.
Right.
And then, Justin's like, I wasn't even there that night. I had the receipts, blah, blah, blah. And some girl tweeted, yo, I just saw Justin Bieber at this place. And then she tweeted again, just to confirm, we were at a restaurant, not at the hotel that the girl's claiming that he was. That's trying to say he raped her.
Yeah.
But,
dude,
that shit is crazy, son.
So your man was set. He had full alibi. You know what I mean?
He had like 12 receipts, son. Receipts.
So wait, go back up, Nick. It says right here he's filing a lawsuit against them.
Yep.
Oh yeah, $20 million. He's ruining
their fucking
life.
I love it because they listen.
Yo,
these motherfuckers try to ruin their lives all the time. They get off on it. This is exact.
Nah, you deserve it.
I'm such a fan of this man.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna buy his next album. I'm gonna fucking buy his next album.
Yeah, I'm gonna stream his shit nonstop. You know what I mean? I'm gonna stream his shit nonstop because he wanted to do it when the box came out. But I'm gonna do it now.
It's like when the Me Too shit is necessary, like a local fucking person we just found out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you deserve it.
Yeah.
And you have the receipts and all that shit. Then you deserve it.
Here's the thing: it's always we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but we live in a fucking world now where it's the second something comes out about you, your life's over. Because exactly. These motherfuckers, these 2% of the people in the world who are on Twitter are the loneliest, most incel people in the world, and they just put out their opinion because no one will listen to it. Because no one else will listen to it, so they just have to throw it out there. This is exactly what they deserve. They deserve to get fucking sued. Justin, I fucking love you now. I love Justin Bieber. I'm a Justin Bieber fan. I'll buy a shirt. I will go to the tour.
I mean, somebody needs to hold them accountable.
Yeah. Because listen, if
you... That's deadass trying to destroy somebody's life just because you want to.
Also, exactly, do you know what the thing is? Let me just make this point real quick.
Especially a celebrity, too.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But also, here's the thing. It takes away from the fact that if someone actually, like, was raped or sexual assault.
Exactly.
Because now
it turns into the boy who cries wolf.
Yeah. Because, listen, all these people who are saying it just to say it ruined someone's life and get no repercussions, you're lessening the impact
exactly.
of when someone actually does yeah. that.
And people and people won't and people won't take you seriously because everybody's saying that they came out and did it to me.
That's why I hate social media, man. It's like fucking
that's why
anything
I don't post on
can
social
happen.
Media.
Yeah, it's like literally like everything seems so blown up. Turn off your phone, none of that shit matters. None of it comes into your real life. Only if you let
my,
it.
I deleted Facebook off my phone. That time going on it is like the first time I've done it.
Who's harassing you on Facebook, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everyone's done you.
They're going to poke you to death.
What is your grandma like, hey, Nick, you pussy? Like, no one's on Facebook anymore.
Yeah. It's just Facebook is now like a... Like, if you're on Facebook, it's basically just political shit.
2013 was prime Facebook cyberbullying.
Yes.
Now it's done.
Now it's done.
Now they moved to Twitter. Twitter is cyberbullying to the max.
And Insta comments.
Huh?
I said and Insta comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, Insta comments are wild.
Listen,
too.
I love reading Insta comments of like other people's posts because it's just like the lowest form of human being.
It really is.
It's like going to the zoo.
All you people that take time to post, comment, you know what I mean, throw in your opinion about some bullcrap that don't matter in fucking world, you know what I mean, real life, fucking, what are you doing, what do you not actually have, like, to do anything else, like, you just need to be fucking wired in, connected constantly into this fucking app in which, you know what I mean, fucking, you're just constantly looking at other people's lives. The thing about Instagram is, like, in and of itself, it's a toxic fucking platform because you're always comparing your life to someone else's,
and that's not their real life.
You know,
and that's not
is?
Their
that's
real
how
life.
They choose to present
that's
their
filters.
Life.
That's fakeness. That's just yada yada yada. You know what I mean? You got money in the world. You can buy a motherfucking $50 million camera, go to Dubai, and fucking take a nice picture. Whatever the hell. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, I'm over here sitting eating my sandwich, looking at the Instagrams. You know
See,
what I mean?
But that's the thing. But and on social media, you could just be an internet gangster. You're hiding behind the screen. You could say whatever. Yeah. You could say whatever the fuck you want to anybody, at any time of the day,
and not worry about the consequences.
And not worry about a single goddamn consequence.
Keyboard warriors, internet gangster. I like that term, internet gangster.
It's internet gangster.
I like that one.
The trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Yep, dude.
You know, y'all hear about Sky Jackson?
Who's that?
What were you talking about? Fighting with fucking Lil Baby? No, Bad Baby?
I don't even know who Sky Jackson is.
Well, Sky Jackson, she was like an actress on the show Jessie on Disney Channel.
Oh!
Yeah, the black girl.
The little black girl. Now she's like grown.
Oh,
she's 21. She's like our age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
No, I always thought she was like 13.
She's like, I think she's like 20. She's in her 20, 19. What is she? Oh, she's 18. Still, you know what I mean? She's like
barely legal.
Alright, but
Crystal,
here's the thing.
would have a great time.
Here's the thing.
R. Kelly's like, too old.
Too old.
So what she's been doing, alright, she's a celebrity, she has stature, she has power, alright, on Twitter. What she's been doing, and don't get me wrong, because in the right circumstance, because it's happened before, it's good. What she's been doing is trying to shut down racist people who's been putting up racist posts, racist comments, and all these type of things on the internet, all right? So if she finds out that you've been putting up like blackface or this and that, she somehow, some way will find out where you live, all your information, and completely dox you and put it up on Twitter, no lie.
Well,
off of normal people. Like, it's not like she's going after a celebrity. It's like normal
people. I'm surprised she doesn't get arrested for that.
So here's the thing. She first started off this thing, though. You ever heard of the term guacamole nigga penis?
What?
No.
Alright? It's just a meme. Alright? It's just a fucking... If you're like me, who uses Instagram just purely for memes, because you don't care about anybody else's life, you know what I mean? You don't like looking at other people's fucking posts like that. You just care about memes and shit, right? Guacamole nigga penis became a meme. The term in itself sounds stupid
and
ridiculous.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means nothing. That's the point. That's the joke.
So
right? It's millennial. It's fucking Gen fucking what is it? Millennial
Gen
fucking Gen Z fucking type
millennials
humor.
Are the ones who get offended. Gen Z just doesn't give a shit.
All right. So there was a guy that put that up, threw it up. All right, and she completely doxed him. But he's like an average Joe. You know what I mean? What does it mean?
When a male of African descent proceeds to use guacamole as a substitute for lubricant when engaging in the process of masturbation, but he can't afford real lube.
Oh my god.
What?
Why did you say Martin Luther King?
Okay. Okay. This is Urban Dictionary, by the way. But you can see what the joke is. Like it really doesn't mean anything. It's just stupid. And you know, it most of the time...
It's Martin Luther King, 1964.
And most of the time, it's probably a white kid. It's probably some white kid in suburbia, you know what I mean, that's fucking throwing up the post. And like there's been... From my knowledge and for what I've seen, there's been like a meme thrown up of like some random shit. Y'all know the fucking shit posts, and then the comments are all everyone literally typing guacamole nigga penis. But Skyjack,
y'all are wild, son. That's fucking crazy.
But Sky Jackson took it mass serious, and she then decided to dox one of these dudes that she picked out of like the millions of people that have been putting up this post, putting up the comment.
I'm happy about it.
She doxed them.
Well, what happened?
So, and she's been getting backlash off of that and stuff like that from a lot of different, like there's been YouTubers, you know, gamers, people, commentary channels that have been talking about it. Because it's, when you think about it, it's like, it's harmless joking, yeah, even though it's a term, but it's like, you know, like, do you really need to end one person's life just because of like a small little post like that? It goes back to cancel culture and the whole term. If you really want to take out, for instance, have you guys seen?
It's a dangerous time in society to say that type of shit, though.
It is, but compare it to this. Have you guys seen the TikTok of the two couples, two fucking white girl, white dude, and they were like, "Let's make an African." They didn't even say that, or they said.
Oh,
I'm gonna say African American because they used the N word with the hard R.
I've seen that.
All right?
The Hicks, right? Like the real redneck motherfuckers.
Well, I guess, you know what I mean. They're from South, but basically there was the TikTok trend where you add ingredients into the water, into the sink and shit.
One of them
was fried chicken. One of them was watermelon. And I can keep on going, and then you understand the whole concept. It's like we're making an N word, and they threw it up on TikTok. When it comes to cancel culture, that I completely 100% agree with, because you're blatantly making something.
Can I make a point real quick?
Wait, is that the one with the chick and her boyfriend?
Yeah. And their whole high school fucking, like, there was, they interviewed some black kids on the football team. It's like, yo, we've seen these kids in school every single day in the hallways. Would have never thought they would have had this type of comments coming out their head and shit like that. But like, that is a blatant disrespect. Straight up, like you just don't make a fucking full blown TikTok adding these ingredients. You write that, you're writing down these fucking ingredients on pieces of paper, putting them into a pot of water.
I remember that shit, and then that dumb bitch got to the point where she got mad at black people for shutting her whole life down.
Yep.
Like, bitch, who told you to make the fucking video?
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that's as much cancel culture. That's someone exposing that they're a racist.
Well, I put them in.
No,
I throw it in there because you're still canceling somebody.
Yeah, no, you're still ending their career. Themselves as a racist, and then their whole life got canceled.
But if somebody would have doxed you,
took away her scholarships and everything. Fuck you, bitch.
But the thing is, that's like, so here's the whole thing. It's like with this whole canceling bullshit. It's like most of the time, it's for something that doesn't matter. That's like I feel like people should be allowed to say whatever the fuck they want, because then like that situation, you find out who the pieces of shit are. They just expose themselves. Like, you don't have to jump on someone like Jimmy Kimmel. Well, Keith, what do you think about this? Because you're the only person here.
Well, wait.
What?
That also counts as a certain belief that you have.
What?
Against silence is violence.
What do you mean?
Silence is violence.
Why silence is violence? If you don't post, you're not helping the cause.
Well, here's the thing. I think that social media is just so stupid. It's like, what are you doing by posting on social media? It's like, either be a good person or fucking don't. You don't have to show everyone you're a good person.
No, you're also right. But it's also coming from the fact, as me speaking as a black person.
Yeah, I want to know your opinion.
Yeah. As me speaking as a black person, especially now with all the shit going on, I go out into public. I live on Long Island. I'm surrounded by white people.
Yeah.
I don't know who's looking at me wrong or who's looking at me right. I mean, I didn't know that before this, but now it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So at least if I know, if I go on your social media and see that you posted something, I at least know you're an ally. Yeah.
All right. See, that's point of view. Here's my whole thing with it. I would want to know what you think about it because you're black and it directly affects you.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what some white chick who lives in a $30 million house thinks about it. because it doesn't affect.
Yeah, but see, how are we gonna know?
Exactly.
How are we gonna know exactly?
Because there, because like you know, it's like the whole like psychology thing. It's like if you feel compelled to say something, it's because maybe like that's how you feel, and you just gotta let people know. Oh no, I'm not a racist. Like I know I'm not a racist. I'm pretty sure you know I'm not a racist.
Sometimes
I'm hanging. The fact that we're this all is a very here, diverse room.
Like, yeah, let's just say yeah. Like, the fact that we're all here is should show the fact that we give a fuck what our skin color is.
I don't give a fuck what you think about me because I present to the world what I feel like I do. I think I present that I'm a pretty decent person, but I'm a piece of shit at the same time, and I'm willing to admit it.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm like, not a saint, but I'm also not a devil either.
Yeah, we're people. We're
not
real people.
Not gonna lie, I smacked Nick Silly once because I heard a nigga come out of his mouth.
Yeah, but you know what? He got his comeuppance. So it all is right in the world.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember that.
But he, you know what the thing is, Keith?
Oh, I remember like, that. I was pissed.
Keith, tell me. What do you think about, though, like, since now you're actually an adult, you're a man, you have kids, what do you think, because now you can see it from the side of, like, these kids, they're just ignorant. Like, who actually, like, those two high school kids, like, maybe they're in the South, they'll never learn, because people in the South are retarded.
Yep.
So,
truly are.
But, like, if someone, it's like, you gotta give people a chance to grow. Like, you can't, that's why I hate about canceling. It's like, show them what they did wrong, give them a chance to change. If they don't change, then fuck them. If they, but you gotta give someone a chance.
You see, but that's the thing. We've been giving so many people so many chances all the time, we're just tired of it.
Well, yeah, but that, but it's like, if someone, well, here's the thing. You, like, you have to prove your worth. Like, if somebody does, obviously. Like Jimmy Kimmel, like, the with the blackface thing, what do you think about that?
No.
What do you mean?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Can you pull that
you
up?
Because
I haven't seen this picture.
Jimmy Kimmel, no.
Like, should he, like, no, he shouldn't be canceled?
I'm going to be honest with you. This answer is a little, I guess, skewed in one perspective.
Yeah.
Because I like Jimmy Kimmel. I'm going to say I like Jimmy Kimmel. A lot of people like Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. I think what he did was harmless.
Yeah, do you think that's racist?
I cannot see. He just looks back goofy.
I mean, if nowadays it's in poor taste, but back then, dude, people like Jimmy Fallon did it too. People did that shit all the time.
It's Robert
like,
Downey Jr. Tropic Thunder.
Robert Downey Jr. is different because the whole point of him doing that is to show how stupid
it
is.
But you know what? I don't have a problem with this. It's because Jimmy Kimmel, he kind of looks like Shaq. Now, if it was
well, one of those, supposed to be Karl Malone. Maybe that is a little bit racist.
No.
He's supposed to be Karl Malone.
Yeah. No, wait. No, he kind of looks like an actual black person.
Yeah.
If they characterized him as like one of those racist ass 1930s cartoons,
with the red lips
and the dark black skin, eating a watermelon. Uh-huh. All right, then the gloves is on.
Like, he's playing a character. He's not making fun of black people. He's playing a character.
No, I know that he's not making fun of black people. No.
Yeah, that's not racist.
That's the
maybe
joke
it's
in
poor
itself.
Taste. You could say it's in poor taste nowadays, but it's not racist.
The joke in it itself is the fact that he's a white guy, and you know that he's a white guy. But just with all this shit on, like, he looks goofy. Like, you're going to tell me, like, just picture, like, I'd laugh my ass off. You know what I mean?
Did you see the one with him as Oprah? That was really funny. Nick, pull it up.
There's one with him as Oprah.
He's like Oprah, and he's like pretending like he's running on like a Mexican woman's stomach, and she's just like, "Miss Oprah, can you get off?" He's like, "Shut up, Consuela!" And he just
nah,
dude.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Your son.
Like, come on, that's like in the name of comedy. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, but Jimmy Kimmel, he innocent.
What?
Nah, we still rolling. We good.
Okay, I was just
checking the time.
Oh, we got 67 minutes, boys.
We're going deep.
What is 67 minutes in hours?
An hour and seven minutes.
All right, lit.
No, but yeah, it's like this isn't worth canceling someone over because, listen, you did something 20 years ago that maybe today you can't do. It's a different time. Like, you have to judge based on that time, you know?
If we're gonna cancel Jimmy Kimmel for this, then, like I said earlier, then we have to cancel the Wayans brothers for dressing up in whiteface.
Yeah, it's like just such a double standard. It's like, listen, maybe you shouldn't do that today.
That double standard in how you set it up.
Yeah, it's really just all your intention. That's the thing. It's like people like attach intentions to things that people did without even like knowing their actual like what they meant by it.
All right, so let me ask y'all this then.
Uh-huh.
Two voice actors dropped their characters because they are white and the characters themselves are black.
Oh, come on, son.
The one,
I don't want all this.
I don't like fucking your show, Nick, The big lips, you know what I mean? Oh, where the fuck it is, you know what I mean? But yeah. The lady, you know what I'm saying? The lady that played the black, the half black, half Jewish girl.
Yeah.
Who the voice actor? She is Jewish, you know what I mean? She dropped her role. She given up the role because she wishes it to be taken by a black person.
But that's like.
And then the Cleveland role from Family Guy, that voice actor is stepping down too.
I don't want this.
But does every?
I don't want this. Nobody wants this. I just want Breonna Taylor's killers to be in jail.
Yeah, that's what actually matters. Like this, all this other.
I want
Hollywood
George Floyd's murderers to be locked up forever, not out walking in the store like he was the other day.
Boom. That video actually made me sick.
Yeah.
Your man got released and went to go pick up some motherfucking Oreos immediately. Acting like he didn't just cause this whole motherfucking nation to turn upside down.
Like, why would you be out? Like, even if you get out, like, on bail. All
with
right,
no mask on in the video.
No mask on.
So he's literally just walking out uncovering with an uncovered face.
That's just like...
letting people know that, hey, I'm here.
Bro, that's only crazy. Two people look like that, all right? Him and the motherfucking Joe Budden. You know what I mean?
He does look like Joe Budden. Now,
you know what I'm saying?
He does look
bro,
like Joe Budden.
Come on now. You fucked up. You fucked up. No, only two people in this world got that face that you got. You know what I mean? And it's either Joe Budden or your stupid ass. Alright? So you gonna go out there and get some motherfucking Oreos and milk and shit. You a little bitch ass bitch. You know what I mean? I don't even know what to say to you. Because there's not a word to even describe what the act of what was caught in that video
like,
was
that
done.
That guy literally like put us on a brink of a civil war. Like with what
it
they
really
did.
It really did.
Because you know what? He didn't kill him, but you also didn't stop anything. Like that, the whole situation is so fucked up. Is the fact that there's four people there and no one thought to
no
say,
one said
"Hey,
a damn
maybe
word.
Get off his neck."
It's only been about 8 minutes and 40 seconds.
Nick, type in hoodsite.com. Oh. I follow Hoodsite on Instagram,
uh-huh.
And ever since George Floyd, there's just been constant videos of just cops, you know, neglecting people of color, doing some crazy wild shit off of just some minuscule fucking crime. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, here's the thing with that. Because I see it from both sides. Because, listen, you have to look at the point that there's a serious
pick
problem.
Pick any video you want, Nick.
There's a serious problem with how police treat, like, people in general, black people, white people, but mostly black people. And, like, just, like, people just, like, I don't know what I'm saying. But, like, they have... like the worst training for their jobs. Like your job is you carry a gun and you decide if someone lives or dies, basically. Like it's your choice whether you can shoot someone in the fucking head, and you just do 3 months of a police academy and then you're set off to the fucking races. Like what kind of shit is that? Dude, in the military you're in boot camp for a year. You're in boot camp for a year. I was watching Joe Rogan and he had like a Marine on or some shit. And
was it a
no,
Jocko?
No, it was Jocko. Yeah. And he was talking about how, like, literally, like, if you're not deployed, you're training. Like, I was saying this the other day. Cops should be, like, jujitsu black belts. Like, you should be able to control a situation. You should be able to keep your temper down and mitigate all the risk possible. And you're just sending out some dickhead with, like, fucking just, like, a death wish. With a gun. It's like there's such little requirement to be cops. It's like not all cops are bad, but
yeah, there's
like
dope
any
cops
profession.
Out there.
If it's so easy to get in there, then how it's like obviously there's gonna be bad people and that get in there and just fucking, you know, just go crazy.
I have a question. Do the psychological tests you're supposed to take when you become a cop include any questions about racism at all?
I have no clue.
Well, like, no, obviously not blatant questions because you're gonna fucking pick no. But like low key questions.
It's a psychology test. Like it should be fucking psychological. Where the hell the word is? You know what
psychological.
I mean? Psychological.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The thing is,
I was trying. I didn't take no SAT. We're gonna throw that out there right there, real quick. All right, side note.
But you know the thing that's so fucked up is that they only undergo like psychological exams. Off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure it's only like boot camp, or not boot camp, police academy, and then if you fire your gun, like all right, you killed somebody. Now let's see how your fucking brain works.
Yeah.
Like that's retarded. That's so stupid. It's like, if you have someone's life in your hands, you should be the most well-trained possible. Like,
yeah.
It's just so crazy that you could just send fucking, like, me. Like, imagine me out there with a fucking gun. Like, I'm too much of a pussy to kill anybody. I'd probably get killed. So, I'd be probably fucked. But, it's like, if someone like me could become a cop, I can't be a cop.
It's a stressful situation to be a cop.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? It's like you can't have normal people like do this job.
There's that video of I forgot what his name was, but he got shot in the driver's seat, and because the fact that he told the cop, "Yeah, I'm registered to carry." You know what I mean? But at the same time,
Philando Castro.
Yeah. Oh
yeah. No, that cop definitely was a fucking untrained. It's like no way did he. Yo, the dude asked him for his license registration, and he informed him, "Yo, I'm licensed to carry."
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? And the dude obviously thought he was gonna go for his gun. You know what I mean? He fucking whipped out his gun and just fucking lit him up. You know what I mean? Right in front of his girl and his girl's fucking daughter.
He told him that he had a gun. Like, you think he's gonna shoot you after he tells you?
Exactly. Have a gun? No. You know what I mean? Like, if a dude's gonna, what? If a dude really wanted to get a jump on the cop, you know what I mean? It would have been right there, right then and there. Pulled it out, motherfucking John Wick style. You know what I mean? He wouldn't have even seen it. He wouldn't have been ready. Maybe his fucking windshield wouldn't have even rolled down yet. Maybe the cop would have walked up. That shit was locked and loaded. But nah, he wanted to be a decent human being. He wanted to be a citizen of the United States because he's licensed to carry. And he's informing the officer.
It's his right to carry.
You know what I mean?
It's his fucking right to carry a gun, and then he got killed for it for no reason.
And he got killed for it by somebody that's supposed to be protecting him. He has that gun to protect himself, but if the police are out there, he's obviously not going to use that gun. That's their job. They're supposed to protect him. That gun is basically the second line of defense, supposedly, in the society that we live in.
You should be, as a police officer, you should exhaust all options before fucking firing a gun. Like, that should be the last thing you do. Like, life or death situation. Then, like, that's the only time you ever shoot one. Because it's just crazy that you can... Like, the guy who killed George Floyd, what's his name?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
I don't give a fuck about
who he is. Piece of shit. Piece of shit. Fuck bag. He fucking had, like, 4 prior instances where he, like, killed people. And he was still just out there.
And apparently they used to have beef in the past.
They worked together for 17 years. Yeah. Like, that's a personal thing.
That's a vendetta.
Yeah. And no one talks about that. No one talks about the fact
Not a single word.
I personally believe you can make a case that this is a first-degree murder. Like...
Yeah.
If you know someone, that's premeditated.
Especially if he knows them.
That's premeditated.
And had beef in the past. It's premeditated.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Really dumb.
There's another thing about racism I wanted to talk about. So there's this YouTube channel I follow. It's called Soft White Underbelly.
The fuck?
Interesting name.
From what I can gather from it, it's this guy who gives interviews to people who have jobs that people in society see as like the lowest forms of like jobs.
Like,
so
like what?
Like he has interviews with prostitutes, people who are addicted, strippers.
I think I've seen this video from this character.
One of his 3 series interviews just blew up on Facebook a couple months ago. This girl named Brianna who was addicted. I mean, she was a crack addicted prostitute, and she progressively got worse and worse.
Yeah.
To the point to where she could like barely form sentences and shit. It was pretty sad. But today, this morning, I watched it. He put up an interview with a high-ranking member of the KKK.
Really?
Ooh.
And I watched that shit. You know...
What is it? Mr. White Underbelly?
Soft White Underbelly.
Soft White Underbelly.
Take out the mister.
Where did you get mister from? Mista.
And...
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this definitely ain't the videos. Yo, this dude has subscribers. He has mad videos. This shit looks like it's produced.
And in the video, the guy, like the KKK member, mm-hmm. he just like, he sounded like he was trying to like stay appropriate at first. And then like, as he progressively got on, he just got like worse and worse, contradicting himself. Like one second he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a racist, but I'm not a bigot.
This is...
And he was like, I believe in the superiority of my own race, but I'm not a bigot. And so the guy asked, so you're a white supremacist? He goes, no, I don't believe I'm better than anybody.
He just said, I believe in the superiority of my race.
Thank you.
He was like,
I'm not a white supremacist. I'm a white separatist.
What does that mean?
He said, I think that we should be in one place and all the black people should be in another place.
I guess that's not so white, he wants segregation, but it's like, yeah, the same thing.
He's ridiculous. He said he's a white separatist.
Here's the thing.
And then, like, he said some shit. He was like,
keep going. Yeah.
He's like, you know, I believe in love. Love is great. Blah blah blah. He bitches about his ex-wife that left him for about 20 minutes that nobody cares about. But he was like, oh, you know, I believe in love. Love knows no color. Blah blah blah. You know, whatever happens, happens. And then, dead ass, 10 seconds later, he says, you shouldn't have mixed babies, though.
See, here's the thing.
What?
You know, like, here's the thing with, like, people. You know how people want to shut down? It's like, don't give them a platform. These people need a platform because you see how stupid they are. And you see, like, this is, like, people who have those views are the lowest form of people. It's like, you got to be so stupid that that's how your brain works. It's like, you can see that if you watch that as a normal person, it's like, you're not like, oh, he makes a good point. You're like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's just how it is. It, once logic is introduced into it, like, have you ever heard about the guy who's like a jazz musician? He was on Rogan. Daryl Davis. He talks Darryl to Davis. Former Darryl players.
Don't Daryl Davis. He's a fucking,
you know, he's a G.
What he does, first of all,
he does God's work.
First of all, this dude, he smacks up a piano. Alright, this really? Dude goes off with the motherfucking piano. This dude, like, with two hands, he's looking around the room and shit. He's nice and shit. Oh, so he's going with it.
He's a mix of Stevie and Beethoven.
Yeah, oh, look. All right, here he is, right here. You know what I mean? He's going in. Play a little bit of the audio, man. He worked with crazy ass fucking artists too, yo. This dude was going in.
I don't know if we can play the audio. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Looks like Lamar Wilson on YouTube.
But what he does, it's amazing because he actually visits Ku Klux Klan members and actually convinced them to quit and leave.
He
befriends them.
He's converted like 200 members of the Klan.
Really? And he collects their fucking their wardrobe, their fucking robes.
Their wizard outfits.
Their wizard outfits. Their fucking.
First of all, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah. The guy said in the video is like his rank is like high ranking wizard or something.
He's
like
grand
that.
Wizard,
that's
yeah.
how you
yeah.
know
these niggas
like
playing
LARPing.
World of Warcraft. Yo,
like,
they playing way
just
too much.
LARPers. Like, that's all they are. You're a wizard? Like, that's so silly. Like, they're grand dragons and shit. Like,
yeah, I'm a level 38 mage. You know what
dude,
I mean?
They're playing World of Warcraft in real life.
I'll never understand how that thing's still a thing. That should be classified as a terrorist organization.
It really should.
What?
He even said in the video where a terrorist group, I mean, no, he didn't say we're a terrorist group, but we're similar to a group like Al-Qaeda.
They're domestic terrorists. They're terrorists on our own home front, bro. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? And they're still around today.
It's so crazy.
You know what I mean? Them neo-Nazis, motherfucking. Even them people, don't trust a person with a Confederate flag, in my opinion.
Dude.
Real talk.
If you're a patriot, can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
It's going to be real quick. If you're a patriot, the Confederate flag, the Confederates were fucking, they were traitors. It's like
they really were.
Yeah, that's the most un-American thing is a Confederate flag. That's
why is America still here and not the why are we still called the United States of America and not like the Confederacy of America or some bullshit like that? Because y'all niggas lost the war.
Exactly.
What happened was you guys were around. Damn, you know, don't knock over the perks.
Jesus.
Stop it. Come on, Nick. So how are you gonna say you're gonna have all this emotion representing this flag and say that you're so patriotic, but that Confederacy flag was only around for 5 years in the entire history of our United States of America. You can't say that. Get out of here with that crap, man. You guys don't even exist. You guys have a fake, you know, agenda in your minds.
Yeah.
And you guys just want to stick to it. And whoever agrees with you, you guys are fucking going to get together and convert other people. And that's what you guys want to try to do with you and your bullcrap Southern pride. There ain't no Southern pride. It's American pride.
Exactly.
We're all one fucking person. And that's why y'all niggas lost the war. That's real talk. That's why Union, that's why we're here and you're not. That's why we have our goddamn stripes, our stars and stripes, and we won't have that weird ass fake British flag that you got. You know what I mean?
British flag.
Like, I really don't understand how you can put so much emotion. Like, I don't understand how they're protesting Black Lives Matter people.
This is what I'm about to get into. So, in the video, obviously, Jason talking about Confederate flag. He had a Confederate flag right on his robe right here. But you know what angered me more? Angered me the most in the video? Not his fucking white separatism bullshit. Not the fact that he said, oh, I'd take all those hard R's and put them on a boat and send them back to Africa if they don't like it here.
Jesus Christ.
I played Modern Warfare 2. That doesn't bother me no more.
Yeah. them pregame lobbies, yo, you had to be, if you didn't have thick skin, you were getting tossed out that pregame lobby.
But the thing that pissed me off the most was where he was just like, you know, what I believe about the Black Lives Matter movement, I really don't get it, but it's like, what I see it as is a black supremacist group. And I don't know how many fucking times we have to tell you motherfuckers that we're not a group for black supremacy. We just want to be equal. We're fighting for equality.
It
makes no fucking sense.
That's why it goes back and forth. It's like they're so stupid they can't comprehend exactly. That's
like,
what it's about.
It's like these motherfuckers just saw the word black and wanted to fight. Like they, because the racist people. You know why? Because they exactly that's exactly why they just want to fight. They don't want to. Like, not look at a single thing. We're not trying to fucking take over everything. We just want to be fucking equal.
Here's the thing. It's like, what people don't realize is that, all right, I'm white, you're black, you're Spanish, we don't know what Nick is.
Nick's a mixture.
Here's the thing.
He's a melting pot.
Did you pick what you are? Did I pick what I am? You're just a fucking seed in a nut sack that pops out anywhere in the world that God wants to put you. Yep. You're not special. Like, fucking, I could easily be fucking Habab from Pakistan if I was so chosen to be there. There's nothing special about, like, we're all just people. You're like a little molded clay, and you just, like, fucking get molded by the environment that you're in and the culture that you're born into. There's no difference between people just because you're fucking born in different places.
Tell that to thousands of years of human slavery and looking down upon.
It's just so stupid. It's such a stupid idea.
Listen, I said this to Nick the other night because Nick's part Jewish. There is a bad history of black people in slavery, but Jewish people, son?
Yeah.
They got
Jewish fucked. People are low-key the most like persecuted people like to ever live.
Literally. Like, low-key. Literally.
Yo,
like Jewish they hate people? It all from everyone.
Yo, I can't even speak, son.
Jewish people got fucked
black
up.
Black people had it bad for a while, but I think I have to admit, Jewish people had it bad for the longest.
It's a whole idea of
that's like back to ancient Mesopotamia.
All countries, literally throughout history. Like
it's just the idea that you're better than someone based on like what you have when you're born. Like it's like a rich kid thinking he's better than you because his daddy made $1 million. You didn't do shit. You couldn't make $1 million if I gave you $500,000.
You mean like our president?
Yeah. Fucking well, listen. If anything,
$1 million.
Anything of Trump, you gotta give him the fact that he's a good businessman. You make $1 million into $4 billion, you give him that. I think he's a piece of shit, but he's a good businessman, and honestly, he's a very interesting character.
I only recognized Trump pre 2016.
I don't think he should be president, but I think he should go back to doing The Apprentice. I would watch him on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Well, after the shit he's done, I can't watch him ever again. But
there's watch this document. There's a documentary on him on Netflix, and it's not like a puff piece or anything. It's not like Trump's a great guy. It actually like you come out of it thinking like this guy's like a conniving piece of shit. But he's like I look at people as like characters on TV shows. It's like
he's a character, all right.
He's like the ultimate like egotistical antagonist. It's like the problem with him is everything's about him. That guy shouldn't be the president because all he cares about is how he looks.
So does that make him the white Kanye?
He might be.
That's why they buddy buddy. The white Kanye with racism.
He gave him a hat.
Yo, I heard that a great conspiracy theory.
I did.
Yeah.
Shit.
Is that Kanye?
What?
Is that Kanye?
They're the same person?
Wait. You want to say it?
I'll say it. There's a conspiracy theory that Kanye went full Trump so he can just get people out of jail. Because he knows that Trump, if he thinks that he likes Trump, that Trump's gonna be like, oh yeah, sure, and he'll do whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's why him and Kim K have been getting people out of jail.
So he can get Kim close to him, and so she can start her whole breaking black people out of prison thing she's got going on.
I believe that 100%.
If that's a fact, boy.
Kanye's a genius.
That's the thing, though. That's such a Kanye thing to do.
That is a Kanye thing.
Like, bro, I'd vote for him for president after that
shit, bro. All the voices in Kanye's head, right? They all just collaborating and just getting into this one plan. Son, if that's the case, son, Kanye legitimately has to be the smartest person in all of American history. And he's a black man, so that makes it even better. You know what I mean?
Dude, he went from Kanye to the biggest ally, son.
But if it's not true, then I still think Kanye's, you know, my opinion of Kanye's, you know what I mean? He only does what he does so he can raise up the ratings on his in the play ships on his albums and stuff like that. Because realize he only bugs out like when his album's about to drop.
Either way, Yandy? He's still getting people out of jail. He's still getting people out of jail.
Oh, yeah. Yandy. No doubt. I'm still waiting for Yandy.
Yandy's never coming out, bro. He went full Christian.
That was another play too.
I think that was for a bankroll.
Probably. He's a smart dude. He's the smartest dude in the music industry.
He's finesse.
Besides like Jay-Z.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Jay-Z and him. Oof. He's Jay-Z's like protege. I mean, he's getting
Now they age
to the Izzo. No, they're all right now.
I feel like they're all a ruse. Cool.
He gave him the phone call. It's all good. Jay-Z called him. He's fine. You know what I mean?
I mean, but still, I think that whole situation is dumb. I mean, if I was Jay-Z and shit was going on in my crib, I'd be like, I'm not coming to your wedding. My wife's about to fucking leave me and take all my money.
Hell yeah.
I'm on topic.
Oh, man.
Dude, this is the craziest year ever. There's so much shit going on right now.
And we're just about to hit July.
What's your predictions? Yeah. Second half of the year, what's going to happen? Mine's aliens.
I can't even tell anymore, son.
Aliens, dog.
I don't even know.
I think the super volcano and Yellowstone. I feel like that's going to have like a quick eruption real quick. And then just that little quick eruption. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was saying this last night, man. If the world's going to end, as long as it ends in a dope way, I'm with it. If I'm alive to see it, I want to be the last human.
That's awful.
Nah, fuck, I wouldn't want to do that, bro.
Listen, man, if it's going to happen...
Take me out with everybody else.
Listen, if it's going to happen, I just hope that it's like something that you see, like a giant asteroid that lands right on top of you, you feel nothing, you're done.
You better hope a chimp is still alive. Better be you and a female chimp or some case.
People will survive.
Somehow, I still haven't played Ancestors on the goddamn Xbox. Yo, son, that game got me going.
Jocko Willink's going to survive and restart the whole race.
He's going to be the cockroaches.
He's going to fuck a chimp.
Yeah, dude, Twinkies.
I'll die. I'd be dead. I wouldn't survive an apocalypse. I know I wouldn't. I'd be fine. I'm fine with that. I know it. Dude, I'm not adapted to live in the woods. I'll be fine. I'll die. It's cool. I lived a good life so far.
I just want to
see the aftermath before I die.
Yeah, I do. I want to see what goes on.
I want it to be like Fallout and I just run around just killing stuff. You know what I mean?
Fallout.
I want to run around until like the fucking nuclear winter disintegrates my bones to dust.
Yo, if you want that to happen, just go to Chernobyl. Let's go to Chernobyl. You can go there today.
Hey, man, China's going to bomb us soon enough. Or we're going to fuck them.
Well,
I'm telling you. We're getting drafted within 5 years.
Speaking of China, you know there's a Holocaust going on in China right now that nobody's talking about?
Yeah, they're killing Muslims, and nobody cares.
They're snatching up Muslims, killing them,
and
holding them hostage for their body parts.
They're doing concentration camps.
And nobody's talking about it.
Hold up.
Dude, China...
First y'all released your deadly disease from the labs that y'all built it in and shit, and then y'all gonna do this shit?
They've literally...
Who the hell are you?
Jason, they've literally manufactured their own islands in the South China Sea for military bases, and they're like in Japan's water space and fucking the Philippines water space. Dude, they're just biding their time. They almost invaded India like a week ago. Mm-hmm. Like they had like a battle with India like on their border.
Oh yeah, but
they beat each other up with like sticks and rocks.
Well, that's a rivalry that's been happening for years though. That's all based off of some property.
But listen, terror. Man,
you know, they don't know what their line is. Their border line, so they're all confused and shit.
If we went to war with China, we would fuck them up. I 100% believe that.
We what?
If we went to war with China, we'd fuck them up.
Oh, no doubt.
Here's my theory.
You don't doubt the military of the United States of America like that.
Do you notice how all the UFO sightings are within like 20 miles of like air bases?
Yeah.
I think that's just secret government technology, and they're waiting for someone to be like, bitch, try me. And then they're just going to release the hounds, and then we're going to have spaceships and shit. And then we're going to be like, listen, we could have gone to Mars for 5 years. We just wanted these cocksuckers to make a move to know that they can't fuck with us.
Bro, I'm so in on the fucking UFOs ever since that dude went on the Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
The guy that used to work at Area 51.
Yeah.
That whole podcast, Mike, dude. Yo, you could tell how stressed he was.
That shit was fire.
Like just through body language alone, just by the way he was telling shit, you know what I mean? You can. I feel like it's credible. I feel like it's credible. I feel like I can believe this man on what he's talking about.
Bob Lazar, right?
Bob Lazar. Yep. Bob Lazar. Fucking. He was talking about how, you know, he was working with materials and like this fucking contraption that can just make anti-gravity, like some shit that we haven't even seen, like that technology that hasn't even been invented, even thought of, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and just turn off gravity and this thing can just float and go in opposite directions, multiple directions, you know what I mean? In whichever way, on an instant, you know what I mean?
Dude, if he made that up, that would be the most like elaborate. That's why I'm like, I believe it to be that it's true, that he's telling the truth. It's like, you can't make that up and be that consistent with that story if you're lying. Like, listen, man, I want there to be aliens. I think that'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be pretty. Yo,
I want to go to fucking Neptune, bro. You don't want to go to Neptune?
I'm down to go to Mars.
Going to Neptune sounds like I'm just gonna be surrounded by water.
Yeah, so it's gonna be your own place.
It's gonna be the Kevin Costner movie, fucking Waterworld.
I'll get some aliens
with just a little dirt. Yeah, just like
go find fucking Atlantis.
Dude, Waterworld, I'm down with it, man.
I mean,
I'll be Kevin Costner in that hoe, fucking just ruling the water, the high seas.
With just one fucking plant, you know, like, with dirt. You know what I mean? Oh, it's time to pack open. Open up the next jewel. What time is it right now?
6:30.
Think we should wrap?
94 minutes. What's 94 minutes in hours?
1 hour and 20.
I think this was a good return. Yeah, I think it was a good return. An hour and a half.
I mean, shit, there's still so much I need to talk about, but I think. I think you know what? I think I might open next week's episode with Tom Hanks.
Give me a little teaser. What do you mean?
Oh, are we gonna talk about his son being wilding out? You know what I mean? Have you ever heard his Bumba Clot? His Bumba Clot, he's like, yo, Bumba Clot, why you do what the what? He was going all Jamaican and shit. All I do is wilding out.
Well, one, we can talk about his son that thinks he's Jamaican.
He's Drake.
He's Drake. But Drake's from Canada. There's a lot of Jamaican people in Canada.
I feel it.
But that's one. And two is his relation to Pizzagate.
Pizzagate. Ooh, you know what that is? That's the pizza place in DC they touch kids.
It's Chris D'Elia.
But that's what we're gonna open with next time.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about, and don't even tell me. I want to find out fresh.
I'm gonna have to do my research then.
All right. Is there anything you guys want to say? Last topic to wrap this up.
I like to say that I'm proud of the person that I am. I'm proud to be an Hispanic person in America. I'm proud to have what I've been given. You know, I know for a fact that, shit, like you were saying, Pat, there was a chance I could have been born somewhere else. I could be born in Russia, freezing my ass off, and
like
my government not really caring me. You know what I mean? I'd be an alcoholic, drinking vodka all day long, because, you know, they have alcoholism there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do have that benefit, you know what I mean? I have my family out there in Guatemala, you know? I see how they live, you know? They live out in the woods. They live off of the resources. They live in the mountains and shit like that. They're to themselves, and they're content with it. You know what I mean? Even my uncle who came over here to work, he's going back there. He's coming here just to make his money. He's going back there. He's content. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, man.
And that's what I want to do.
That's what, like, my whole point with that fucking wizard dude, Harry Potter, in the fucking cape and shit.
Yeah, your man tripping.
Listen, man. If you just look at the world where you are placed, wherever the fuck the wheel spins and you land on. So if you think you're better than someone else because of your situation, you did nothing to get there, you were just placed there. Fucking, you could have been born in fucking Somalia. You could have been like a pirate. Fucking, you don't know. You don't know. You could be one of the Muslims in the concentration camps in China. You don't know. Anything could happen. So how about you stop being cockbags? You fucking wizard Harry Potter motherfuckers.
Well, word. Grow up.
Yeah.
Well.
PSA from Chit Chat.
Factuals.
Yeah.
I woke up black today. I woke up black yesterday. And I'm going to wake up black tomorrow.
Unless you're Michael Jackson.
Unless I'm Michael Jackson. I might need to surgery soon. I've been waking up black for the past 23 years. And I wouldn't trade it for the fucking world.
100%. All right.
There's a reason... why there's pictures of me going wild at protests in the fucking pouring rain.
Yep.
There's videos of me coming out the car looking like Martin Luther King screaming and shit.
That was dope pictures,
man. Man, like Malcolm X. You know what I mean? Your man had the megaphone and shit. He was like, you know what I mean? Yo, shit was tough, son.
All I gotta say is, it's a dangerous time in today's society. is looking a little Civil War-esque a little bit. All I know is that if it wasn't Civil War related, I would never wake up and join any army, any Marines, any Air Force, none of that shit. I would never fight for this country. But if we're talking about an African-American Civil War, I'll take my black ass right to the front lines.
Hold on
for the equality of my people.
Before we close up, do you think there'll be a civil war?
No, I don't think so.
Neither do
but
I.
If there was one, I'll be the first nigga to sign up.
I don't think it would be black versus white though. Cause white most
No, it's not gonna be black versus white. It's gonna be racist versus non-racist.
I'll fuck up a racist, bro. I'll fuck up Billy Bob. If Billy Bob wants to come at me, I'll kick him in the dick.
Stop. Nick, well, oh man, Nick disconnected the laptop. There was a meme where it's like, you know, when the race war starts and you have to finally kill Tony Hawk. It was that scene from New Jack City, like crying.
Or Hulk Hogan.
Kill Hulk Hogan.
I would kill Hulk Hogan.
I don't like
He's that. A piece of shit. Low-key, that dude.
A piece of shit.
Yo, what he's done backstage in the business of wrestling and shit, yo, that man's a scumbag. Dude. I hate every single yo, man, your man could even light a fucking fake fire
when he fought when he wrestled tape. Against that Ultimate Warrior. Dick.
You know what I mean? Your man was trash.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Your
man
was my dick hard or anything. That sex tape sucked.
The Hulkster's going over, brother.
Yeah, the Hulkster. You better watch out your tone, brother. I spray bullets out of this piece. All right. I think we're getting a little off topic here. Keith, is there anything you want to say before we wrap this up? Or Jason, or even you, Nick?
Nick, you want to say something real quick?
You haven't said anything. You've been very light on the talking.
Fuck racist people.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Nick's got the message, the PSA, folks. Listen, be good to each other, folks. You know, there's no reason to be a dick.
If you're white,
unless it's funny,
black,
you can be a
polka
dick.
Dot or anything.
Don't be
just
racist.
Treat people with fucking 100%. Respect.
Exactly. That's a great message, Nick. Let's end on that.
Let's end on that. There we go.
Well, after this long week between February 28th and June 26th, it's been a really long week, guys.
Wait, what?
It has been a long week.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. So,
hold on.
Well, JPZ. Patricio. Fantastic as always. Great to be back in the booth.
This has been fun, man. I feel like we didn't even miss a beat.
Never.
Never ever.
Like, I don't know, man. I felt a little bit of Mike Rust, you know what I mean?
A little bit. I mean, we had it beforhand. We kind of sucked dick before, but I think we made a little progress.
Did we?
No, I think this one was pretty good.
I think the quarantine, you know what I mean? The quarantine had our thoughts locked up.
Really opened our eyes.
Season 2 is going to be fire.
100%.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Season 2, baby.
Yo, who the hell had the idea to renew this goddamn trash-ass series?
He did.
Yo, son.
You're sitting in the chair, aren't you,
fucking cocksucker, bro? Yo, son.
They had a bigger cocksucker than Jason Valencia.
You know what I'm saying, man? You know, I'm not even going to say the name of that. We're just going to end it because, you know, Nick's a culero. I'm just going to say that right there. You know what I mean? Cancel me, bitch. Cancel me.
Keith, give us a year, baby, for the outro.
So, now that I'm working with these clowns for the end of the day, thank y'all for listening. Enjoy your day, your evening, and your night.
Have a look at the headlock here.